Hello and welcome to the fifth episode of Movies My Girlfriend Hasn't Seen, where we watch all the classic movies that my girlfriend has not seen. I am Brandon.
I am girlfriend Megan.
And today is going to be the 1982 classic, The Beastmaster. This was starring Mark Singer. He was famously in V. It was an old TV show. And then he did Beastmaster 2 Through the Door of Time. And then so many fucking Beastmaster spinoffs that it was ridiculous.
So I don't really know anything about Beastmaster. Is it not a cartoon? Is it live action?
Yeah, no, it's live action. Oh. It's live action like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. So that's how little I know, because I definitely thought it was a cartoon.
Yeah, it's got Tanya Roberts.
Name sounds familiar, but I don't know.
Yeah, you've seen this lady. She was in a whole bunch of Charlie's Angels. She was the mom of Donna in that 70s show.
Okay.
And I don't know. She's been in a whole fuck ton of stuff. And then Rip Torn is in there.
Nice. Yeah.
John Amos.
Don't know that one.
African American gentleman. You'd know him if you saw him.
Okay.
And then a couple of other fucking beat players. But this one was like a Channel 36 classic as a kid. It was on all the time. Braves, rain, delays, whatever. They'd play it if they weren't playing Andy Griffith. And it used to scare the shit out of me as a kid.
So it is possible, because it was 82, like, I may have seen it when I was like real, 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 real little.
Yeah, you know, it'd scar you.
Would it? Okay.
I don't know. Everything else is all right, but the end used to freak me the fuck out as a kid. So.
Okay. I thought it was a cartoon. So yeah, I have no idea.
It's a little bit of Conan the Barbarian-ish.
Which haven't seen.
Yeah, we'll get to that one then, because that trilogy is a classic as well. Or is it a quadrilogy? I don't know.
Is that the Arnold one?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I like The Destroyer, but yeah, Red Sonja is pretty dope too. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about Beastmaster.
So not a cartoon. I'm guessing it's a guy that is like in the jungle. Is he in a jungle?
No,
it takes place more
in like a desert-ish.
Okay, but there's lots of beasts in the desert, because this is like a sci-fi-ish, fantasy-ish.
Yeah, more fantasy-ish than sci-fi.
They
don't get sci-fi until he goes time traveling, you know, which is just as whack as it sounds.
Okay,
we'll get to it.
Okay.
So, all right, we're going to take a break. We will watch Beastmaster, and then we'll come back and give you some thoughts. And we're back. We just got through watching Beastmaster. It was everything I remembered it to be as a kid. Megan, what do you think?
Yeah, there's definitely no effing way I watched that as a kid, not even remotely. That it was not at all what I expected. It was a very, very stressful movie. Not saying I didn't enjoy it, but I was stressed out like the entire time watching it. Like I don't really understand why. Like, I've watched other like fighting movies and stuff, you know, like, but for some reason this one just had me really stressed out.
Probably because all the fighting was so amateurish that you were afraid somebody was accidentally going to get hurt.
It's very possible. I mean, it was so bad with the fighting techniques. I would figure in the 80s they should have been able to do much better than that.
Well, if my Wikipedia research was correct, they did this on a budget of like $9 million.
That's a lot, ain't it?
I mean, I guess in 1982 bucks it is.
Right-ish,
you know. I mean, it garnered 14, which is...
That's impressive.
Is it, though?
I think so.
Is it impressive enough to garner a sequel where they travel through time?
I mean, that's questionable. Great. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Does he add to his gang of animals?
I'm not going to spoiler it. Okay. But, you know. What'd you think of the bird people? They creeped me out as a kid.
Oh my God. That it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make any sense. Like everybody else is just people, and like there's some, you know, like they've got the child murder sacrifice a lot.
They did throw some kids in a fire. They did do that.
This movie is just so, like, I mean, like I said, it's not the, I don't want to say I enjoyed it, but I didn't like dislike it. It's just, there's a lot of things just going. Yeah. The bird people and like the witchy.
Oh yeah.
Ladies. Like it's just, that straight up reminded me of like Twilight Zone kind of stuff. Like.
And then they had the City Alpha 5 fucking brain slugs they put into those guys. Those guys creeped me out as a kid too.
Yeah, that's those guys too. I guess those don't. So those guys and the bird people just don't make any sense to me. Like, I don't.
You know, it's a fantasy land, I guess. But, you know, when you can see out of a bird's eyes, I guess, why not bat people? They said they're supposed to be bird people, but they look a lot more like bats to me-ish.
Yeah, with like the fleshy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean. That's like what a baby bird has, a little fleshy wing.
I guess they did not
look like baby birds. They looked like full-grown man-eating birds.
Yeah, good thing they showed up at the end. And, like, I like how there's two villains. There's, like, the evil priest guy. Mm. And then there's a guy who looks like the freaking Humongous and damn the Road Warrior. That guy always looked super dope to me. He actually has, like, bat wings coming off of his helmet, you know?
Yeah.
And his little skull axe thing. That was rad.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It was. I can't think of words.
Yeah. The eyeball ring was always unsettling to me.
Yeah. And then how did nobody notice? Like, I figured the bird would have picked up on that, like, immediately.
And picked the eyeball out of it.
Right.
Yeah, you would think. But, yeah.
But, nah.
Yeah, he was slipping.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a.
Yeah. And then the king, I guess, the poor king, after he had his eyeballs melted out of his face, he just kind of
flipped the fuck out. The worst father-son relationship ever. The only thing they say to each other is him basically being like,
you're a pussy.
You're a freak. Go crawl in a hole with your animals. Like, oh, okay. Yeah. And then like he's told that it's his son and he's just like. He sits there and then dies. So
yeah, he doesn't last too long after that.
No, mm-hmm. he doesn't have like a chance to redeem himself and you know be a good father for half a second.
And then the part that I was waiting to see you react to, poor Poto.
I don't even want to talk about it.
He saves a Beastmaster's life and falls in the fire, giving the ultimate sacrifice.
As the ferret should not have done that. I love me some ferrets, and that's no. I'm very upset.
Yeah, it's sad. It was
there
sad
were
as a
tears.
Kid.
I had tears.
Yeah, yeah. You cried a little bit as a kid when you saw it too. Yeah.
Man, although, and then the other one just sits there on the step like, no. And then later we know that she's pregnant with his kids.
Yep.
And now she's got to be a single mom.
I mean, I'm sure the Beastmaster ain't going to let him go hungry, you know?
I mean.
I think she's going to be fine, you know?
Yeah, she had to witness the love of her life throw himself onto some wizardy sorcerer, whatever he is, guy, and then fall into a fire. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. He did not deserve that much protection.
The tiger really doesn't do as much as I remembered him doing. Yeah.
Nah, he comes in at the key times. He seems to know his place.
Yeah, there was a lot of tiger jump cut attacks. Yeah. I don't understand why people throw their fucking weapons down when the tiger's about to attack either. If there's any time to hold on to your weapon, it's then. You know?
I mean, really, you just got to kind of stick it out there and just hope.
Right. It runs into it.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's terrible because I would have cried if anything happened to the tiger. But yes, in normal everyday life, if a tiger's coming at you and you have a weapon, you should probably just hold it out there.
Some of the special effects weren't holding up.
What special effects?
Well, when the bird grabs that little girl, I didn't realize how janktacular that was as a kid until I just saw it again. Those were some fake-ass bird feet. They went down to the fucking market and got some chicken feet and put them on a stick. Yeah, and then that girl turns into a Chucky doll. I don't know. The town is clearly a model, like a giant model setup. You know, but otherwise, you know, it wasn't too bad. There was a lot of paintings, a lot of green screen, but yeah, you know, otherwise, like I said, their stunt coordinators weren't working super hard.
No, yeah. I would be surprised if they had any. Just looked like what people would do playing around in their backyard. Like,
yeah. And like I said, it's a cult classic, but does it deserve a sequel?
I mean, it ended cleanly. Like, there's nothing.
Yeah, there's no reason for a sequel. And wait till you see this motherfucker. It is.
Is it as stressful as this one, where I'm just constantly thinking an animal's gonna die? And
I don't
I don't care about the people. It's the animals. Like, I just don't mess with the animals.
Honestly, I got to keep it real with you. I saw Through the Portal of Time 2 or 3 times, and that's as many times as you need to see it. You
know? I feel like that's still probably too many.
Yeah, the rewatchability is not as much as the original, you know.
I don't think I'll be rewatching.
That's what you think.
Yeah, no, not happening. You can turn it on and I will go gladly do something else.
No, like I said, this was a Channel 36 staple as a kid, or TBS. Every damn Saturday it was this. Beastmaster was on, fucking, you know,
God. That does not seem like a TV movie at all. There were
boobs. Yeah, they blurred the boobs out, or you probably just didn't see the booby scenes.
And I mean, and you kind of commented that there really wasn't a lot of blood. Like,
yeah, I was very surprised. I thought maybe they had edited all the blood out for TV, but there really isn't. Like, no,
you've got to use your imagination and just know there should be a whole bunch of blood right there. Yeah, when the kid at the end got shot with the arrow, it's like there was like a little drop of blood. Like, it wasn't.
Dude, his sword never has blood on it. The Beastmasters, he goes hacking motherfuckers all over the place. Not one drop of blood on this sword. It's outrageous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and with like the tiger maulings and stuff, there was nothing.
Yeah, and it ain't like that. He's got a magical sword that just repels blood. It just, you know, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah. And then, well, okay, so then the start of the movie with the, well, I guess it wasn't the start, but towards the beginning with the dog.
No, oh,
it's
yeah.
like, if an animal dies right off the bat, like, that just put a sour taste in my mouth for the whole thing, pretty much. I was like, if this is how it's starting, it's going to go bad.
Yeah. Fucking animals. They're just like us. Yeah. I guess.
Kind of. Except more innocent, and I like them more.
So what did you like about this movie?
I mean, there was very little dialogue between characters. Like, it was pretty much, there was stuff happening. Like, it kept my attention. I wasn't, like, on my phone or, you know, anything like that.
It does move right along.
It does. Yeah. So, I was a little, there are some parts that were confusing that I just didn't understand what they were trying to get at. Like, when the one guy, Seth, like, laughed, I, like, asked, like, what the heck is he doing? And you were...
Yeah, he was supposed to be getting, like, reinforcements, which I thought.
Never came.
You know?
Because he just came back. Like, he just reappeared and was like, I'm back. And
right. And there's nothing. Nobody extra. Like, all the people they had was from the city that they escaped from, I'm pretty sure. So, yeah.
Probably could have cut that.
Yeah, I don't know. There probably was some other scenes in that they had to edit for time. Sake, I guess.
And then just left that one in for whatever.
Right. It was a dangling plot thread. They're like, eh, well,
whatever. You know. $9 million. We don't care.
What did you not like about it, babe?
The animals dying and basically the whole movie was, is this animal going to die now? Is this animal going to die now? And it's usually the ferrets. Like the tiger, I think there was like one time where I was like, oh, you could get into some trouble. The bird was never really worried about. He can fly away.
I don't know. I thought he was going to get hemmed up when he attacked the brainworm guy who was cutting the rope. Yeah.
Brainworm guy that was cutting the rope.
Yeah. Remember the one that was attacking the ferrets in the hallway through the pipes and stuff?
Oh,
and then at the end, yes. He was like, yeah. And the eagle goes in. He had him by the feet. He had him right where he wanted him. And then, yeah. Next thing you know. Fucking he's jerking, he's gangster rolling him out of that fucking window.
Yeah, I thought, so I did think the bird at the very end would potentially get harmed, I guess, when he went for the, because he attacked like the main guy, right? The main evil guy.
Which one, evil priest or?
Yeah, the priest. I feel like he did, and then, like, the priest kind of reached up and, like...
Yeah, it's possible.
I don't know, or maybe that was the brainworm guy that I'm thinking of. My memory is already forgetting what I just watched.
Like I said, I kind of touched on it before, but, like, the king goes through his plan, and the eyeball ring hears it, and his number one in command, he's like... Our plan's fucked. They know what we're doing, and the king's like, fuck that, we're doing it anyway. I'm like, bruh. You know, come on, man. And then, like, a comic relief character comes running with the horse. He's like, the plan failed. I'm like, well, fucking of course the plan failed, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? What are y'all doing?
Suicide mission.
Right. No surprise there. The plan failed. Well, no shit.
Right.
Miss.
I don't know what the king guy thought that he was going to be doing with blind and...
Right. Are you a fucking
barely
samurai?
Barely any use of any of his limbs. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what...
But, and then, like, I love at the end when number one sidekick to the king, like, the king gets cashed and damn, all the fighting's pretty much done and he rallies the townsfolk and he's like, fight your way to the top. But there's nobody,
nothing to fight.
Everybody is already dead.
Right,
I'm like,
and, like, the Beastmaster's guy is coming back down the stairs. It's like, everybody back down.
Right, yeah, I don't know. That was hilarious. There was a couple of gaffes that I never... thought about as a kid, but actually ended up being pretty funny. Any final thoughts on Beastmaster?
No, I really like ferrets.
Well, they play a prominent role in this movie.
Yeah, they are really cute when they're running around and
stealing stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's how they do. They are hoarders, so.
Alrighty. Well, check us out on Podbean and Spotify and pretty much anywhere podcasts are played. Next movie, I'm not sure what we'll be doing. We've been having a hard time finding these for the free 99. And, you know, that's our goal is free 99.
Yeah.
So whatever's free next looks like maybe Escape from New York.
Sounds like a good one to me. I think it's either that or Star Wars are like the only two things that we
know for sure are free. Yeah, maybe we'll delve into Star Wars.
I don't know. At some point, I think I'm going to make you watch a movie that you haven't seen.
That's not the name.
Because I
show.
Feel like you're just making me relive your childhood at this point.
I'm catching you up on the childhood you should have had, babe.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if I agree with that. But
it's a travesty you have not seen every one of these movies. So. Okay. Yeah. It's all right. We'll flip the script. We'll do a movie I haven't seen. I still got to watch Mean Girls at some point because I haven't seen that. So.
And The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, and The Big Lebowski, yes.
I think those are the main two that I would want you to watch.
Okay. So, yeah, maybe we'll do a Bizarro episode where I'm in the hot seat. Dun, dun, dun. All right. Well, that's it for our show. I've been Brandon.
And I'm Megan.
And we'll see y'all in 2 weeks. Peace.
Bye.